don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Crypto Economy Quick Read. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Crypto Economy Podcast. I've got a quick read today, and this is going to be one. This is mostly a just kind of news and overview piece. It is from Coindesk.com. If you've listened to this show for a while, you'll probably remember I did a couple of episodes on Schnorr in the past. It was pretty early on, episodes 45 and 46, more specifically, about like kind of what Schnorr means and stuff, and that is touched on in this article. It does talk about it, but I figured it was probably a good time to hit it again since Peter Weller recently basically released a proposal for it, and it is officially in BIP territory. So that's pretty big news, and I really enjoyed this article from Coindesk.com covering it, titled, Schnorr is looking poised to become Bitcoin's biggest change since SegWit. And it's written by Alyssa Hertig, who we have read a couple things that she's done on Coindesk before on the podcast. She also has good stuff. Another one to keep an eye out for on Coindesk. But without further ado, let's go ahead and jump in to Schnorr is looking poised to become Bitcoin's biggest change since SegWit. Schnorr is coming. In fact, the Bitcoin upgrade arguably took its most significant step yet toward implementation last week, when influential developer Peter Weller unveiled a draft outlining its technical makeup. With the release, the idea, one that's been in the works by Bitcoin developers for years, is one step closer to improving the scaling and privacy of the world's most valuable cryptocurrency. Effectively, this sets up Schnorr as the next big change to Bitcoin, meaning it will be the largest code change since Segregated Witness, or SegWit, a pivotal bug fix that prompted a drawn-out battle in the Bitcoin community last year before ultimately being adopted. At a technical level, adding support for Schnorr, a digital signature scheme, would give Bitcoin users a new way to generate the cryptographic keys they need to use to store and send Bitcoin. By doing so, it also paves the way for a number of exciting benefits, including tackling privacy and scalability, arguably two of Bitcoin's most worrisome problems. Quote, "It is a building block for a variety of improvements," Weller told Coindesk, adding that there are even some further out improvements that haven't gotten a lot of attention quite yet. And while Weller hopes the change will ultimately be adopted, he added it's ultimately up to the users if they want to adopt it, as was the case with SegWit. Co-authored by several top Bitcoin developers, including the likes of Bitcoin Core contributor Johnson Law and Gregory Maxwell, the technical, math-ridden proposal outlines the exact signature scheme that could be coded in Bitcoin. And while it's far from the final goal, it's a necessary piece. Blockstream engineer and co-author Jonas Nick told Coindesk, quote, "Standardizing Schnorr for Bitcoin is a big step towards using it in Bitcoin," end quote. A way forward. For one, the BIP draft helps to avoid future confusion by proposing a standard that ensures that all developers and merchants eventually implement the Schnorr signature code in the same way. Though the full description can be read in the highly technical BIP, the main idea is it describes the math necessary to produce Schnorr signatures, offering an alternative to elliptic curve digital signature algorithm, or ECDSA, the sole algorithm used to produce keys and verify transactions in Bitcoin today. Schnorr will have one thing in common with the signature scheme it seeks to crowd out, though. If the plan is accepted, it will use the same mathematical curve that ECDSA uses to produce the keys, called SECP256K1. It's a lot of tricky math, so it's no surprise the release sparked technical discussion on the Bitcoin developer mailing list. But nothing major has come up so far, and developers are optimistic, especially since one of the Schnorr's key benefits is that, unlike ECDSA, Schnorr's security can actually be proved mathematically. While Schnorr offers a number of improvements on its own, developers are excited that it will also pave the way for a range of changes that could be built on top of it, such as new privacy techniques. Right now, it's obvious when users send so-called, quote, multi-sig transactions, which are a more advanced type of transaction where more than one person is required to sign off on a transaction because of Bitcoin's public ledger. But Schnorr paves the way for a technique that will make these transactions look the same as every other transaction. Nick noted Schnorr will also lead these advanced transactions to be cheaper as well, an important improvement since transactions can grow very expensive in times of congestion. And it seems like new tech built on top of Schnorr are being proposed on a regular basis. Quote, due to the wealth of new discoveries lately, I believe these technologies should be developed in a step-by-step basis, and my focus for a first step is just Schnorr and Taproot, Wella said, referring to the Bitcoin improvement Taproot proposed earlier this year by another influential Bitcoin developer, Greg Maxwell, to further improve Bitcoin's privacy. Less detractors? That said, there's still a ways to go. Schnorr's a massive project with many moving pieces. While this BIP proposes a standard for developers to chime in on, Nick noted there's also a code implementation that's been in the works for ages, putting much of what's in the BIP draft into practice. Plus, once developers fight it out until they decide there are no longer any outstanding problems, developers need to come up with a way to actually add it to Bitcoin, among other things. Quote, the specifics for how to deploy it in Bitcoin are still being actively discussed, Nick said. Having been through a few so-called, quote, consensus changes in his years as a Bitcoin developer, Wella gave a particularly long list of things to do. Quote, like any consensus change, it will be a long process involving fully fleshing out a draft for integration, publishing it, gathering comments from the technical community and ecosystem, writing implementations of both consensus rules and integration in wallet software, proposing a deployment plan, and if all goes well, get it activated, he said. In the email where he introduced the BIP, he added that if the BIP is accepted by the broader Bitcoin community, we'll work on more production-ready reference implementations and test. Not to mention, there's another potential stumbling block on everyone's minds. Schnorr is a particularly big upgrade. Although changes are being made to Bitcoin's most used client every day, with code contributions coming from a diverse group of contributors stationed all around the world, Schnorr is a rarer type of change, since it affects the most important rules in Bitcoin. SegWit was the last code, quote, consensus change made to Bitcoin, sparking a debate so big, those who disagreed with the change split off and created their own cryptocurrency with SegWit removed. The most enthusiastic SegWit supporters even made hats to express their support for the code change. Blockchain consultant Francis Puglio joked that similar advocacy hats should be made in advance for Schnorr in case a similar vicious debate breaks out. He's not the only developer mulling this possibility. Quote, it looks for now there are less detractors than there was for SegWit, developer Ricardo Casada said, though adding he's not taking any chances. Quote, you cannot say how things will go, and as always, it is better to be patient. End quote. So there you have it. SegWit is officially proposed, and the kinks are now being worked out, and they can start testing, and there's still a long road ahead. None of these changes happen quickly. The developers, like they said, have to duke it out. There's going to be a lot of arguments and a very long process in trying to prove that it is in fact secure. And it really is a fundamental change to how you secure Bitcoin. Like this is basic key creation, which is the most fundamental thing for what it means to own Bitcoin. So this should not be taken lightly, and it should not be rushed. And thank God the developers are not doing this and rushing code to push out in 3 days just so that they can get some hype and have something to publish on their friggin' website. It won't be a long, or it will still probably be a long time before we get anything really solid as far as implementation details. And right now, as far as what I have seen, there is a lot that's very quiet on the anti-Schnorr front. It seems like, and I have to also say that I don't know the specifics of how they so-called mathematically prove its security. It sounds really great, but I don't know how it works. So that's a hard thing to, that's kind of a conjecture and very opinion-based thing that you're just trusting somebody else who does get it. I have been kind of looking into it in the time that I have between a lot of the stuff that I do, but I don't know the math at that level. Maybe one day I'm working on it, but we'll see. Maybe we can get a discussion with somebody who knows it a whole lot better and kind of see how they can maybe explain it. Hopefully we can get somebody on the show specifically about it, because it's an absolutely exciting topic, at least for me, and hopefully for you guys as well. I think that's pretty much all to cover here, though. They just kind of, Lissa did a good job of hitting all the main points, and this will be another thing. As usual, we will keep a very close eye on this, and I'll be hitting this as more developments come out. And I know I'm going to be hitting Taproot probably pretty soon when I find something really good to read on that topic too, because that's some really exciting stuff that goes along with it. And Schnorr really does have a broad range of implications, because there's so much you can do with it, and that's just awesome, awesome stuff. So we will go ahead and close this one here. Don't forget to check out Coindesk.com. They're a great source for just ongoing news and development and stuff in the basically the whole cryptocurrency and blockchain space. Pretty good resource. And Alyssa Hertig, or Hertig, I don't know how to say the name, I apologize. But she's a good one. I've read, again, a couple of things that I have read from Coindesk were specifically by her, and now I kind of look out for her name, and if she's hitting a topic that I really think is pertinent or good, I will usually grab and make sure I read it. So don't forget to check them out, and also follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy, and Medium as well. I got a lot of fun stuff coming up, and if you saw Nick Bhatia's tweet, we did close out an interview, and that one was really good. That one will be coming out pretty soon. I don't want to do the crypto chats too close together. I'm not 100% sure, but maybe thinking Monday for that episode. But we have a really awesome discussion about the Lightning Network reference rate and kind of the implications for broader financial markets to be built on top of Bitcoin as an underlying asset. And really good discussion. I hope you guys like that one. That'll be our next crypto chat coming up. And if you would like to keep this stuff coming and hear more interviews and all the best articles and discussions going on in the crypto economy, please donate to the show. It is much appreciated. You can do so with my Bitcoin address that I post on the Twitter thread, and obviously with the episode show notes on podbean.com. So feel free to donate in either of those locations. Or, of course, if you're just trying to get around to buy your Trezor to secure your cryptocurrency with a hardware wallet, Trezor makes the best one, literally, at least in my opinion, for the ones that I have tested out. and I highly recommend it, and you can get it through my affiliate link, which sends a couple of dollars my way, and it's no different experience for you guys. So that's a really easy way to help out the show without any extra cost to you guys, and you know, no other inconvenience or anything like that. So if you want to do that, please go through my affiliate link. That would be wonderful. Thank you guys so much. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and share it with all of your friends in the crypto economy space who want to hear about all the cool crap happening with Bitcoin. This is where you'll get all of it. The best stuff. Right here at the Crypto Economy Podcast. All right, guys. I will catch you tomorrow. Take it easy, everybody.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.